Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Winter Park. I have six questions from you guys. Let's get to work and answer some of them. The first one comes from DJ in California. Will Xavier Rhodes have over or under five interceptions next season? I'm going to go with the over. Now, if you look back on Mike Zimmer's recent history with some of his defenses in Cincinnati and Atlanta, you have to go all the way back to 2009, the last time a corner on a Mike Zimmer defense had more than five interceptions. Leon Hall and Jonathan Joseph each had six in 2009. I think Rhodes is on par with those guys' talents, and I think Rhodes is a candidate for a huge breakout season in 2015, so put me on the over. Our next question comes from Frank in Chicago. Which pairing would have the biggest impact for the Vikings defense? Xavier Rhodes with Trey Waynes or Anthony Barr with Bernardrick McKinney? I'm going to go with the corners. I think it's tougher to find a solid cornerback tandem in the NFL right now than it is to pair up a couple of good linebackers. It's no knock on McKinney, who's going to come out and be a first or second round pick in this year's draft, but I think corner is a premium position in the NFL these days, and if a coach had his choice, my guess is he would go with the corners. The next question comes from Steve. I know Zimmer likes to collect corners like candy, but if a top five player falls to us, such as White or Cooper, do we pass on Waynes? I don't know how the Vikings have any of those players evaluated, but in theory, even if the Vikings go into the draft knowing they want to get a corner, if a better player at a different position is available when the Vikings are on the clock, Rick Spielman is going to go with that player. Rick Spielman is known for taking best player available. In theory, a lot of GMs do. That's how we wound up with Adrian Peterson in 2007. That's how we wound up with Sharif Floyd a couple of years ago. You have to take team needs out and take the best player available. That's what the Vikings will do this year. The next question comes from Charles. With all the offseason activity, how would you summarize the team's strengths now, and what areas are left to be filled? Well, let's start with the strength. Last year, the strength of the team was the defensive line, and I still think right now it's the strength of this team. Not just the four starters, but also the depth with rookie Shamar Stephen going into his second year and with Tom Johnson coming off a career high in sacks. He's also coming back. I also think a strength of this team is the improving secondary. Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes leading the way there. They made a huge jump last season in pass defense, and they might make another big jump this season. In terms of areas that can still be addressed, how about middle linebacker, where Jasper Brinkley has left and signed with Dallas? We need a new starter there. And then offensive line, where Charlie Johnson is gone, and we need a new starter at left guard. I think those are two areas that could still be addressed this offseason. The next question comes from Dennis. How much impact do you think Babatunde Ayegbuosi will have with the Vikings? Do you see him as a starter? Like you guys, I'm excited that we have Babs on the roster, but let's wait and see what he's got. We haven't even seen him on the field yet. I'm excited to watch him practice with the team, and we'll see what happens. Chris in Utah asks, I was wondering if the NFL would ever look into expanding the playoffs to 8 teams per conference. So I think that could happen at some point down the line, but I think the next step is expanding it to 7 teams per conference, where you would have the 1 seeds get first round buys, and then you would have the 2 seeds play the 7 seeds. I see that happening before expanding to 8. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. Lots of draft questions coming in, and keep them coming. We're going to continue with our draft preview film breakdown series, and we're going to continue answering draft-related questions right here in the Pick 6. And remember, we'll have comprehensive coverage of the 2015 NFL Draft right here on Vikings.com.